And speaking of HER2 positive disease, let's talk about the rest of the session.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple.
Yeah, that was just sort of the warm-up.
Yeah, a couple HER2 positive studies worth discussing.
Well, I had Ed Ramonda in here yesterday, like about a half an hour after the presentation. I sort of sat him down, you know. You know, I can't remember spending an hour and a half talking about one trial.
Yes.
I mean, we still were talking at the end of the time. There's so much to say about what was presented yesterday.
Yeah, you probably didn't sit him down. You probably had to tie him down, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah. And actually, we spent a hell of a lot of time talking about the heart, which you and I can talk about too. Bottom line is, can you sort of summarize what we saw, both not only from that combined analysis, but also Martin Picard's presentation of the HERO trial?
Well, put very simply, trastuzumab now becomes a standard of care in the adjuvant setting for HER2-positive breast cancer, based upon the data we saw yesterday. We saw a stunning validation of the biology of HER2, stunning validation of the concept that we could diminish the likelihood of recurrence and improve overall survival through the use of targeted therapy. You know, I view this as a validation of 10 or 15 years worth of work, both preclinically and clinically, starting with Dennis Slamon's initial observation in the late 1980s that HER2 was a bad actor in breast cancer, going to the pivotal metastatic trial that Dr. Slamon led, and now into the adjuvant setting. We've seen a consistent theme. HER2 is bad. If it's overexpressed or amplified in your tumor, it markedly increases your risk of having an early relapse. We saw that in the control arms, where, for instance, in the HERA trial, by 2 years following randomization, a quarter of the patients in the control arm had relapsed. In the joint analysis, by around 3 years, a quarter of the patients had relapsed. This is bad disease. And in part because it's bad disease, because there's a high event rate early on, trastuzumab in these trials was able to show just a stunning benefit.
Including survival.
Including survival in the joint analysis.
With a two-year follow-up, though.
With a two-year median follow-up. This is unprecedented in an adjuvant trial of any sort. As part of an oncologist that has seen, for a generation, incremental advances, we, to a certain extent, had lost our imagination. You know, we lost the ability to imagine a huge increase, an increase that represented something basic in biology. You almost would have to go back to the very earliest trials with hormonal therapy.
That's
for
exactly
ER positive breast
about
cancer.
Yep.
Now, what's different now versus 20 years ago when we did those trials is that we're now doing 3,000 patient trials, and those trials tended to be a few hundred patients. It's interesting to imagine what the impact of those trials might have been if we had done 3,000 patient trials two or three decades ago.
Yeah, compared to control.
Right.
Would have looked a lot like what we saw
probably
yesterday.
Would have looked a lot like we saw yesterday. And I think the message is the same, which is that biology works, and that if you understand biology and you target it appropriately, you get a great result. Whereas if you use relatively nonspecific therapies, while you can tweak them, and we've tweaked them by looking at dose duration, dose density, dose intensity, you name it. While you can tweak them and get slightly better results, you'll never get the revolutionary transcendent results that we saw in the trastuzumab trials.